All righty then. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So we had Monday Night Football, Philadelphia versus Washington in the link in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia.
The missing link.
Philadelphia comes out with a win in that game.
Yeah, Washington's awful. They lost another quarterback last night. Pretty soon they're going to have auditions in the street for a quarterback. They lost 28-13. Their offense is terrible. Adrian Peterson had a 90-yard touchdown run in the game.
Yeah,
a 90-yard touchdown run, and he didn't get over 100 yards for the game. That just about says everything you need to know about Washington. I mean, they're beat up with injuries, and they're not the same team they were at the beginning of the year, but they're finished.
Well, just take a look at this, and this is how I won't say disgusting, but how bad the NFL is this year. In the NFC East, the Eagles are still in line for a shot at the playoffs at 6-6, tied with the Redskins. The Giants are
only one game behind Dallas.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm saying. Dallas is 7-5, and the team. Listen to this. What do you think the most points scored by any team in the NFC East? What team do you think leads that?
Oh, I don't know.
The Giants.
I would have assumed that, being that you're a Giant fan, that's why you would bring up that meeting.
No, because there's only like 20 or 30 points that separate everybody. Is what I'm saying is, if you go and they're all in the like 240 to 260 range, you go to other divisions. Teams are at 419, 319.
Yeah, but take the Saints and take the Rams out of that. Take that out of the equation. They're the outliers. I would assume that everybody else is pretty bunched up the same way.
Let me just take a look here. Let's go.
I can't because my computer's frozen.
The Seahawks, no, they're at 319. The Bears are at 344. The Packers are around 300. The Saints are at 419, but the Panthers are around 300. The Buccaneers are 320. The Falcons
are
around
300.
But they're around 300. I mean, it's just the NFC East is just a disaster. The Cowboys are going to win the division. The Philadelphia, they're pretenders. There's no way they're going to win.
The Eagles could catch them.
You think so?
They're only a game behind.
Yeah.
They're one game behind with four games to play. How could it's not an insurmountable lead. They're 6-6, and the Cowboys are 5-7. How could you say they can't catch them?
Because I don't think they're good as I don't think right now they're
it's
playing.
It's one game. It's one game. Do you think that the Cowboys are going to win four in a row?
No.
Then the Eagles have a shot.
It's just weird taking a look at the NFL. It's just weird. I don't know. So the
best teams in the NFL are the Rams and the Saints.
Yep.
And the Saints got beat last week. They shouldn't have lost last week. They got beat. So even they're suspects. It's the NFL. I'm telling you. You go to their offices on Broadway, somewhere there's an envelope with two names, a score, and it says Super Bowl February 2nd, 2019. They know already. It's like, who's going to win? Roman Reigns or The Undertaker? They know already.
All right, let's go to baseball. I already texted Mike about this yesterday. I saw a headline, Cano going to love come back to New York. I said, oh, God, no. The Yankees didn't bring him back, did they? And I look, the Mets traded for Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz.
He loved to come, not back to New York, but come back anywhere that's going to pay him his paycheck. The Mets did it again. They did it again. Like we said, what's this GM's name? Sears and Roebuck, whatever his name is. He just proved that he's a dope, just like Aaron Boone is a dope as a manager. Why do you get a 38-year-old Robinson Cano? I can understand you want to get rid of Bruce and you want to because he's an albatross, but you got rid of an albatross and you got an elephant. Why would you want Robinson Cano? He's a proven dog. If he wasn't a dog, the Yankees wouldn't have got rid of him. He was a dog in Seattle. Now he got a PED suspension last year for 80 games. The guy's 38 years old. You don't think he's going to start taking them again? You're out of your mind. The Mets, this is ridiculous. And now where are you going to put McNeil? Where's McNeil going to play? He was your second baseman. He was going to be your second baseman of the future. He had a good second half of the season last year for the Mets. And now this kid's sent into exile. Where's he going to play? Oh, well, maybe try him at third. Has he ever played third before? I don't know. Probably the Mets don't even know if he's ever played third before. I can't say it on the air, but what a disaster.
Well, Robinson Cano has 5 years left on his contract.
Yeah,
five.
So he's going to play till he's 43.
Yeah,
why don't you go sign Chase Utley? You could probably get him for less money.
Yeah, no, it's
that's a pun, folks, because Chase Utley's about 107.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well.
Bad deal by the Mets. Phillies got to be laughing to themselves, saying this is supposed to be our competition. And you know, the Mets keep making these deals, these stupid deals. And there's a player that's his contract's coming up, folks. He won the Cy Young this year. If the Mets don't make this team any better, guess what? Close your eyes and tell me what you see. That's going to be the chances of the Mets signing DeGrom in another year. Don't think that won't happen. He's not going to take this anymore. When you look at the year DeGrom had, where if he had three runs every game, he won 30 games. He's not going to stay. He's not going to stand for the Mets' lack of effort to try to make this team better. And believe me, this is a lack of effort. I mean, Robinson Cano, he won the home run hitting contest about 9 years ago. He's 38 years old. He's not going to help this team.
All right. Where else we want to go in sports? Anywhere else?
Where else can we go? I don't know. That was a big one yesterday with the Mets.
That was, yeah. That's just not much else really to talk about.
And speaking of the Phillies, so the Mets got Robinson Cano, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Phillies got Juan Segura from the Mariners. He was just an all-star last year. So he had 304. He had 10 home runs, 63 RBIs. He was an all-star last year. So the Phillies got themselves a young player that can play, got rid of some contract, getting rid of Carlos Santana. The Mets, they take on money for a player that's 38 years old. There you go. Just saying.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It just seemed like a short-sighted deal to pay 5 years contract and maybe get a year out of him. Maybe a good year. Maybe. It's going to be.
Who knows? I mean, anything could happen. He could show up full of dope in preseason.